It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Mark Yeagy here, and I'm your wealth architect. I help 7- and 8-figure investors play offense and defense with their finances. And one of the big stories this week, and actually over the last couple of weeks, has been Tesla. And there's a couple of pieces of news about Tesla. I'm not going to get really into it because I could open up a video podcast and go over the charts, and that would be fun too. But this is an audio podcast primarily, although I have a lot of stuff on video, and hopefully if you're watching it on video, you're enjoying these podcasts. And by the way, if you would subscribe and like and hit the notification button or follow me if you're on Apple or Spotify, iTunes, whatever, that would be great. It would help the algorithm get these to the top of your feed so you can get these as soon as I know what's happening, as soon as I put one out. But this week we have Tesla reporting earnings. So Tesla's reporting earnings. Elon Musk, as we all know, is the richest man in the world. And he's also the CEO of not only Tesla, but SpaceX. And now he wants to be the CEO, or at least he wants to own all of Twitter, or at least 51%. He wants to blow out this crazy board of directors that hasn't been doing anything for shareholders over the last several years. The stock in the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years is still around where it IPO'd, where it came public, right? So there's no real value being accreted or created for the shareholders. And so Elon Musk is like, wait, there's a big censorship problem. And, they got rid of the last president on there. They put lots of censorship messages on some of the people's messages that they put out that they don't agree with. Other people get banned from Twitter or permanently put in Twitter jail or temporarily put in Twitter jail. And Elon Musk, who claims, and I believe him, is a free speech guy, is like, wait a minute, this is not right. I'm going to buy Twitter because he can afford it, right, for $43 million. At $54.20 is what he came out with last week. He says, I'm going to buy Twitter for $54.20. Well, the stock, when he started to accumulate, now he owns 9.9% of it. But before he started to accumulate, it was in the low 30s. It ran all the way up to 50, just underneath or a little bit higher, actually, where he was promising to buy the company. And the board said, whoa, 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 we don't want this to happen. We don't want Elon Musk to come in here and start snooping around all of our algorithms and, we don't want him to know why we were censoring and who's paying us. Maybe even, a couple of stories that I've read is the government is paying them to censor. The government is in cahoots with their algorithm to make sure that some of the right-leaning tweets don't get out. I don't know what's true and what isn't. All I know is that Elon Musk claims that he's a free speech guy. And so he doesn't want the censorship. He's like, let it all go out there. There's going to be some bad stuff. There's going to be good stuff. But it's not fair for somebody's opinion to be censoring something they don't agree with, especially if you look back a year ago, some of these censors were censoring things that turned out to be true, right? This Hunter Biden laptop thing, they were censored last year. They were kicked off of Twitter and they turned out to be true. Some of the things with COVID or whatever you want to call it, they turned out to be true. I don't know what's true, what isn't. All I know is that Elon Musk is like, hey, let's have more free speech. This country was founded on free speech. It was founded on debate. And Elon Musk wants to put his money where his mouth was. A year ago, when all the censorship was going on, people were like, well, if you don't like the censorship, why don't you just start your own Twitter? Okay. Now he's buying Twitter. He wants to buy Twitter. And people are like, no, we can't have him buy Twitter. We can't have him start his own Twitter. We can't have him. Wait a minute. Like, that's a double standard. That's hypocrisy. So I want to see if he can do it. I think it's a really interesting game that he's playing, right? He's basically said to the board, hey, look, I'm not negotiating. I'm giving you an offer to buy your stock way higher than it is in the marketplace without me. I've accumulated a bunch of shares, so I'm a big shareholder. So you need to listen to me. I got the dough, and I'm going to give you $43 million for your company when, before I started buying it, it was only worth about, $25 million. So he backs the board into a corner. So the board is like, oh man, if we don't accept this, and by the way, the board doesn't own very many shares. It's really funny. They're not that invested in the company. Then if the board rejects his offer, the shareholders sue them because the board says, oh, we can grow users a lot faster than Elon Musk. Well, they've proven to not be able to do that. Jack Dorsey left more than a year ago and the company's done nothing but go down if you look at the chart. And so there's that question, right? If you don't accept his offer, then the stock, if he sells it, the stock's going to go right back down to where it was and all shareholders would have lost value. most probably, right? And it might even go down even lower because they're like, well, Elon Musk can go compete against this, or he's not supporting this anymore, or whatever. If they do accept his offer, well, they're all fired, right? Or at least that's what they think is going to happen. He's already basically tweeted, look, they're incompetent. They don't know what they're doing. We need to shake things up. We need to have some shareholder value built back in this company. We need to have free speech. And the people that are there, they're starting to quit. They're starting to freak out. There's lots of stress. And I've read all kinds of crazy articles about people are stressed out now because Elon Musk might buy the company, doesn't agree with their political views. Well, too bad, right? This is a free country. And if he wants to buy it, then he wants to buy it. And, you know, if you want to work there, you can. And if you don't want to work there, you don't have to. But there needs to be some kinds of checks and balances with free speech in this country. And I think Elon Musk is making a shot that he can do that. Now, whether he can do it or not, I don't know. But the guy seems pretty capable of doing stuff, right? He puts up rockets. They go up and they put all these satellites up, right? Cheaper than NASA ever did, cheaper than any other country ever did. And then those rockets come back and they get reused and they land just like they took off. Have you ever seen one of these rockets land? It lands on its own butt, right? It like takes off and it comes back, turns around and lands. It looks like it's taken off in reverse. It's amazing. And he's figured out a technology in rocketry to be able to reuse that rocket. NASA didn't do that. The government didn't figure out that method. We had the smartest scientists in the world. This guy figured it out. This guy figured out how to, hey, Tesla, come here and pick me up from the valet spot. And your car gets out of the parking spot without a driver and will come and pick you up and take you to your destination without you even having to touch the steering wheel. He's figured that out. Nobody else has figured it out. Twitter hasn't figured it out. The government hasn't figured it out. The critics haven't figured it out. And this guy knows how to do stuff, right? So to doubt that he's going to be able to do what he says he's going to do is pretty remarkable. He's done a lot of things before he's even bought and started Tesla and buying Twitter. And, you know, he started and sold PayPal, one of the partners in that. All right. Now let's get to the numbers this week for Tesla. I have a huge position in Tesla in my hedge funds. It's something that I've owned for more than 2 years. It's a fantastic company. It's a well-run company. It's growing at about, I don't know, 200-300% a year in earnings. It's killing it in revenues. The revenues are going up, you know, 25-30% a year, amazingly. Everybody wants a electric car. I don't know how practical they are. I tell you, I drive 600 miles to get to some places and I don't want to stop and have to stay overnight to be able to charge my car, or I don't want to wait in line for a 2.5 hour charge to happen. So for me, it's not a really practical solution. The batteries are expensive and the batteries are tough to get out of the ground and it ruins the earth. And there's lots of arguments that you can make on all the different sides. I don't care about that. I care about Tesla as a company. And as a company, as a stock, for me, it's an excellent company. So they're coming out with numbers on Wednesday. The stock today being Monday is kind of flat. And I suspect it's going to be flat, but there's a lot of volatility that usually comes into the stock during numbers. Now, the expected move, the implied move in Tesla is about $60 to $68 coming into numbers. So this stock could go down $68 as the street expects, or could go up $68 the street expects. My suspicion is the world wants more electric vehicles. And they got the truck coming out. They got different models coming out of the Tesla. Yes, there's some supply chain issues, but there is a lot of demand for Tesla. So if you're betting on Tesla, and by the way, this isn't financial advice. This is my opinion. I have my own funds. I don't know your situation. Go talk to your own financial advisor and have him or her talk you in or out of Tesla. I'm just telling you, this stock has been fantastic for me over the last couple of years, but I don't like playing stocks going into numbers. I'm really conservative. And when a stock can move $68 either way on the open after it makes numbers, too risky for me. So I protect myself and I protect my investors. And we, you know, try to play offense and defense, which is critical when a company reports earnings. Make sure you're protected into these numbers. And let's just see what happens with Elon Musk and the Twitter saga. I suspect either they're going to take the offer that, by the way, they passed a poison pill, which basically dilutes him and makes his shares worth less as other shareholders are more favored because he's trying to buy the company. Like, totally unfair stuff, adopting a poison pill, because the board doesn't want to get fired. Like, that is not in alignment with shareholders. But anyway, we're going to see this play out over the next couple of weeks. Hope this was interesting for you. It's a fun little piece of news to see what Elon Musk is tweeting, what he's doing, how he's positioning, how he's backing that board into a quarter. I think it's a really fantastic story, and we'll see what happens. All right. Thanks for tuning in. By the way, like, subscribe, follow, hit the notification bell if you're watching this on video. Thank you so much for being here and following the Wealth Architect Podcast. I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yagi. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.